Two words of caution. First, do not enter wilderness areas alone. You could easily lose your life due to an accident or become lost in that bewildering maze of shrubbery and trees. I personally will not drink water from streams or lakes, even in the high peaks areas, because of possible pollution. Where the water is safe to drink, a sign will tell you so. Even in the deep wilderness areas, you never know what or who has polluted the water. Play it safe and you'll enjoy your trips to the Adirondacks and Catskills to the fullest. In the section on the changing seasons, I've tried to outline the advantages and disadvantages of each month of the year. Select the month that most closely parallels the activities you intend to participate in. I've traveled to most parts of the world and have been to all states except Alaska. Each place has much to offer, but I rank the Adirondacks and the Catskills two of the most beautiful and exciting places I've ever known. If you're visiting them for the first time, I sincerely believe you will agree. Wilbur H. Morrison, Fallbrook, California. The Adirondacks history. The Adirondack Mountains are part of the Canadian Shield that extends to the Arctic Ocean on either side of the Hudson's Bay. A mass of granite formed when the Earth was born some 3.6 billion years ago. The shield spreads north, east, and west. The Adirondacks are about 1.1 billion years old. They were worn down to their present size as the fourth glacier of the Great Ice Age a million or so years ago spread snow and ice to a depth of 10,000 feet across the Adirondacks, eroding their peaks and hollowing deep valleys. Then the Earth began slowly warming up and the glacier retreated. It had spread across New England and into the Atlantic Ocean beyond Long Island, New York. As the ice and snow melted, the valleys were filled with water. The Lake George Depression, which had been scoured out by the moving glaciers, first spread beyond its present banks, then receded to its modern dimensions. In 1570, the Cayuga, Mohawk, Oneida, Onondaga, and Seneca tribes controlled the water routes in the northeast and dominated trading between Indian tribes. That year, they formed the Confederation of Five Nations. By 1700, they were strong enough to control the balance of power between the French and the British. Except for hunting parties of the Abenakis and the Iroquois, the Indians never settled in the Adirondacks. The Mohawks, one of the five nations in central New York, and the Algonquins in Canada both laid claims to the region, but neither tribe was interested in living year-round in a land whose winters could be severe, and growing basic crops was a doubtful enterprise. The Iroquois traveled over thousands of square miles in upstate New York, but they numbered only a few thousand by the end of the 17th century. The Algonquin tribes were even smaller. Indians of that era readily succumbed to disease and suffered heavy losses in their constant battles with one another. Although the exact date is unknown, Samuel de Champlain entered the lake that now bears his name in 1609. There is reason to believe that it was in July when he became the first white man to explore the lake, along with 11 companions and a war party of Huron, Montagnais, and Algonquin Indians. The lake was well known to Indians in the region. Hurons and Algonquins headed uplake to make war on their traditional enemies, the Iroquois, while warriors of the Five Nations moved downlake in their large bark canoes. During a fateful encounter on a promontory at the head of the lake, later known as Ticonderoga, Champlain's party met a band of Iroquois and fired on them with his arquebus. Two of its four shells killed two Iroquois chief. A companion then fired and Champlain reloaded and fired again. The Iroquois were routed and a dozen captured. The encounter, out of all proportion to its significance at the time, created an animosity against the French amongst the Iroquois that had enormous repercussions. Later on, when Indian tribes chose up sides in the wars between the French and the British, and later with the colonists, they became British allies. Champlain had come to Canada to try and revive the French settlement at Montreal, but he never returned to the lake which bears his name. He was warm in its praise, saying there were a number of beautiful islands filled with fine woods and prairies. French explorer Jacques Cartier had admired the mountains later known as the Adirondacks from afar on October 2, 1536, gazing up at them from an Indian village near what is now Montreal. Originally, it was believed that they were named for a tribe of Indians who had once hunted there. Actually, Adirondack is not the name of a single tribe, but an insult used to describe various groups. At one time, the Algonquins controlled the Adirondacks, but were driven out by the Iroquois.